This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nigerian opposition supporters cheer election results. Muhammadu Buhari has been elected president of Nigeria. Incumbent president Goodluck Jonathan called Mr. Buhari to congratulate him on winning the election. VOA's Peter Clottey says there may be a court challenge to the election.
He conceded defeat. However, the party could still challenge the results in court, and that is what they intend to do because the Constitution allows them to do that. If they are displeased with some results, constitutionally, they can go to court and challenge it.
The Electoral Commission has not declared a winner, but results show Mr. Buhari with an insurmountable lead. Iran says it is willing to continue talks with six leading nations for a preliminary agreement on Iran's nuclear program. One of Iran's senior negotiators spoke to reporters.
There are unresolved issues at this moment which have not been resolved. We are concentrating on finding the best solutions, which are mutually agreed by everybody.
It is looking less and less likely that a framework agreement can be reached by the midnight deadline Tuesday. There was fighting Tuesday in the center of Tikrit as security forces seek to retake the city from the Islamic State group. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi saying his security forces have liberated the southern and western sides of Tikrit and are moving to control the entire city. A member of Iraq's parliament told VOA Iraqi forces have taken the major areas of Tikrit and that the city is under Iraqi military control at this point. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the last of its international staffers have left Yemen. A UN spokesman says the staffers will return when circumstances permit. He said the UN envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, was relocated to Jordan. In Geneva, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein, said the situation in Yemen is alarming, with dozens of civilians killed in recent days. Airstrikes continued for a sixth day Tuesday, destroying missiles and weapons depots around the capital Sana'a. U.S. President Barack Obama has told Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi that he will lift the hold on military aid to Cairo that was put in place after the coup in that country. The White House says Mr. Obama is lifting the hold on sending F-16 fighter jets, Harpoon missiles, and M1A1 tank kits. But the White House says it is not certifying that Egypt has made progress toward democracy. Instead, the U.S. is maintaining that the aid is in the interest of U.S. national security. The United Nations Children's Fund reports that more than 150 children have been killed and maimed by landmines and unexploded ordnance during the past year in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations reports the number of people killed in eastern Ukraine since fighting broke out last April now tops 6,000. This figure includes at least 109 children who reportedly were injured and 42 killed by landmines and unexploded ordnance. The UN Children's Fund notes, however, these only represent government-reported figures and do not include reports by Russian-backed rebels of injuries and deaths. After fighting has ended, killings go on in battle zones where landmines and unexploded ordnance are left behind. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The White House Tuesday released President Barack Obama's proposal to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels, that within the next decade. The proposal includes several policies already in effect, such as higher fuel economy standards for automobiles and trucks, energy efficiency measures for buildings and appliances, and programs to eliminate the use of the polluting refrigerant, HFC. French President François Hollande says all 150 people aboard the passenger jet that crashed into the French Alps last Tuesday will be identified by DNA samples by the end of this week. The French leader made the announcement as searchers stepped up efforts to scour the mountainside, where authorities say German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz deliberately crashed the A320 passenger jet. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.